sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Yeah, yay. Welcome to the G. Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. I am G. Lou, your host with the most for the evening. I'll be joined by the beautiful Berkeley Queens in 1 second. First, before we get started, as always, I want to give a shout-out to everyone tuned in to the G. Lou Show tonight. Wherever you are across the world, listen on your phone, your laptop, your TV, whatever, however you listen, thank you for the continued support going on our 11-12-year run. Blog Talk Radio, the G. Lou Show. Shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate. Follow them, btpmediagroup.com or on IG, BTP Media Group. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, every Thursday night, the After Six Cruise Mix, Tweed Cadillac on Blog Talk Radio. Give them a follow. Check them out. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon.com. Also, the G. Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel. Like, subscribe. Got a lot of content. Oldies Rule Forever Sundays right after this show. So make sure you tap in. Also, Street Level Clothing. You need them OG golf ass. Tap in with the homies at streetlevelclothing.com. Tell them G. Lou sent you. You'll get a discount. Also, the Patio Politics on YouTube. Check out their channel, The Poly D.A. Patio Politics on YouTube. That's the Writers for Life family. Make sure you check them out as well. With that said, let me bring in my co-host, the beautiful, lovely OG Queen G and Miss Cousin Marcy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Boom shakalaka. Good
evening.
Boom, boom.
Queen Cousin. Cuzzo, listeners, what's up,
what
y'all?
Up, though? What's popping?
Everything is everything on my end. How are you all doing? Good evening to our listeners as well. It is Sunday.
Yay.
And we are here, Sunday. Y'all. We are here. Praise to the Most High. We are all together again.
Made it.
For real.
And, who is that? The back together again? That's right, y'all.
LTD.
Yes, back.
Yeah.
Right?
Beautiful thing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready to hear some of these tunes like I told y'all last week. I be learning, y'all. Now, Sundays, I be taking this all in. So, I'm ready for this OG music.
Well, it started off good with a 10 Freeze caught up in that maze.
10 Freeze.
See,
up in that love
I already
maze.
Learned something. Love maze. I heard that man saying that. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, man, that's a horrible thing. You caught up in a love maze. You don't know which way to turn. What are you trying to get to? I can't get out. Then you can't get out. Okay, so that's the 10 Priest. Thank you. I like
yeah,
that one.
He said, with his head spinning around, I'm caught up. That's one of G. Lou's favorite artists.
Yeah, Tim Freeze. Yes, yes, they are. Yeah, they are. I love the Tim Freeze. Fire, fire, fire. What else going on, ladies?
Not a whole lot over this way. You know, tomorrow is Monday, a new week start, and it's just time to level up.
Right. That's
whatever,
a fact.
Level up on whichever way you feel like you need to level up on your life, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You got to level up in order for the journey to be successful, to keep on going, whatever your journey may be. So, yeah, new week,
check
new level.
Out. That sound good. I need to hear that because I tried to level up today and fix my TV myself. So I took my TV apart. So I'm getting there.
That's
you know me, queen.
Up. You leveling up, girl.
Look, before we got a caller, man, ain't no man to call. I'm going to figure this shit out. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to figure it out. I'm getting there. So I had to leave it alone for a minute, but I got to level up now. I'm video tutorialing and all that. I'm going to fix it.
You know, we had an uncle. That's what he did for a living. He fixed TVs. Yeah. And that was like back in the day, but there was money made into fixing them TVs. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Do they have people come out and fix these new TVs like that?
Yes. And that's what I'm trying to avoid, okay? It's going to be a GoFundMe.
It's a whole different look.
Yeah, but
TV.
It shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be like this. They keep trying to take these girls. It was these girls. Y'all see, that's why I need OG Sundays to just bring me down. They want to throw it away. They want to call them, not even call the repairman. I'm like, shoot, not on my watch.
Listen, let's just get a new one.
Nah. New generation. They don't know about the OG repairman and the family that's going to fix it, you know. But like I said, we don't have them no more. So I just try to be like them, you know.
Did you guys see that fight at the Pike in Long Beach?
Yeah, I seen you posted that. Yeah, I seen
that.
Yeah,
that is just so it is because that was just without any forethought before reacting, and now your life has changed tremendously. And it's just sad to see that, you know, like, oh.
So what was the outcome?
Poor
someone, patrons. Like, really got hurt bad. What happened?
Well, I don't know what the outcome was. As far as the fight, I just know the two ladies got arrested. But then later on, there was a shooting not too far from the Pike. The young man got shot, but, you know, not critical condition, but he's in the hospital. But I've seen that also on social media. So I haven't seen anything as far as the news out here. What about out there in Cali? Cousin, any news on the news?
They trying to, that everything that you just said, down to the young man, I think he got pow-powed in the leg, and just that big brawl. So I haven't even, you know, like I said, I was doing my thing. But I haven't seen the actual footage, but I saw the crowd. And
the
crowd
was crazy. It just looked probably more worse than it was. It looked crazy.
It do. Police showed up quick, though, right? They were standing near
Long Beach.
We were just talking about the Pike on one of the shows. Remember, King, you brought up the Pike? Let us pray. That's why we got to stay prayed up.
Got to
go out with this storm on.
That's right. That's right, y'all. Keep them in prayer. Check this out. It's OG Sundays. As you all know, we will be here for a minute. The calling number is 914-803-4001. You can call, talk, and we talk back. I got Cousin Marcy with me and Miss Queen Jean. Queen Jean put together a cold playlist tonight, so we're going to take it way back. Low Rider, ODs. Let's go.
Let's go.
Get your jackets, y'all. It's cold.
It's cold out there. No, it ain't, but get them anyway.
Sunday was a bright day yesterday, but she's gone today. Dark cloud has come into the way. She's taken her away. Die to see things
make you feel like a queen.
Make you feel like a queen.
Just call me the traveling man. I'm gonna take the world by the hand and check it out if I can.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you? But great. It's the G Lou Show, OG Sunday, the fabulous lowrider Odie Show. I got Queen G with me, cousin Marcy, and the homie DJ Maniac in the building on a Sunday,
sure.
Y'all. It's crack-a-lack.
The masquerades. DJ.
That's a bad jam.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a funny thing.
Sound like a man, sound like a magician. DJ Maniac in the building.
Mm-hmm. Queen Marcy. How y'all living? Queen Jean, King G Lou.
What's up, brother?
I want to be the traveling woman.
I'm doing great, DJ Maniac. How you doing over there? DJ Maniac, I had to make a file for you. I made it. You got your own file now with those beats.
Well,
I had to create a file. Keep them coming.
Oh, man.
DJ Maniac is looking for an artist, y'all. He wants a new artist, so anybody interested in signing up, tell them how they can get at you, DJ Maniac.
Almost definitely. R&B artist. They get at me at DJ Maniac 30 on Instagram.
Yeah.
There it
go
is.
Check him out.
There it
yeah.
is. Get at the homie, man. You guys want to make some create some great R&B classics. That's the man right there. He has the R&B theater over there, so he'll invite you to the theater. You guys can be on the main screen. DJ Maniac.
Get it up, get it up.
Yay. We just chilling tonight, y'all. Kicking it. Say what, Maniac?
I said me and Marcy's been getting it in.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the one with the title. Then I ran past the conversations with Queen Jean. I said, okay, so you got to do the different theater numbers. That's gonna be that's so dope though. That whole concept, love it.
I know.
Right?
Because
the last time I've been to the movies, this is the closest I've been to the movies in 2 years. Okay, the R&B theater, I'll take it.
R&B theater.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
right.
So beautiful, don't
you agree? You got to get some videos to those.
Yeah, y'all got to put a
hey,
whole
y'all.
Theatrical movie thing type deal with it. You know what I mean? Make it a
mm-hmm.
make it a real theatrical, I don't know the word, but got to make it that.
The words you just mm-hmm. saying, theatrical.
Okay, there it is.
There be the word. Hey, you guys, did you all get a chance to check out the Friday After Hours on our YouTube channel, the conversation with DJ Lady Love? That was an amazing conversation
there.
That was
so dope.
Yeah.
Thank you, Queen.
We did interview her before. Uh-huh. That's what made me start following her on social media. When she was talking about her old Facebook page, she used to always be on there DJing, having a show. And if she did a show, she would do a show just for Facebook Live. And then
if she did a show
at a venue, she would put it up there. But, yeah, we did interview her before.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like her.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, very genuine lady. I mean, she was just comfortable, like she's sitting up there talking to, you know, one of her friends. Yeah.
Right, right. It was beautiful. I was mad I had some difficulties, but it still went good. The conversation was great, so it was all good. Thank you, Queen.
Almost definitely. So, yeah, if you guys want to check that out, if you're familiar with DJ Lady Love, then go on over to the YouTube channel and check out that conversation, the G-Lou Show YouTube.
Yeah,
like, for real,
she
for real.
She reminded me of our other friend from New York, who I haven't seen in a minute, y'all. We gotta put it. We gonna put an APB out on Shan. I ain't seen him in about 2 weeks.
Oh, MC
Shan, I know, right? Shan has been quiet.
You noticed that?
You are absolutely right.
Oh shit!
Yeah, the last thing I see him do, he was melting down some gold. So I was like, let me bring that to the attention of the people. You all right out there, Shan?
Yeah, check in. We got to hear that. Mm-hmm. One time for your mind and two times for your soul. Shan gonna tell you which way to go.
That's
right. You're absolutely right. Haven't seen Shan. Wow.
Shout out to Shan. We'll look out for him. Try to tap in. Yep. Shout out to you, Shan.
BTP Media. Check on Shan and let us know what's happening.
Yeah. We'll make sure that happens. But yeah, we're here. 914-803-4001. Don't forget, top of the hour, Queen Jean got a few announcements. Right after that, 30 minutes on top of the next hour, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Man. And you know you don't want to miss that minute right there. Ooh, it's going
down. Oh, no.
Oh, geez, suck that.
We're
going
to keep it light tonight, y'all. We're going to keep it light.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all. We'll be on the lookout for that coming up soon. It's G-Lou Show OG Sunday. Go right on.
About the dreams I had, it seems that my dreams have become my life. Rap star, three kids and a wife, I live the boss's life. If I cross your sight or get lost tonight, I must say I lived a hell of a life. But my kids, I gotta give them more than I did, and I have spent a little more time at the pad to be their friend and not just their dad. Let them make their own decisions, cause if this they pass, don't skip no class, learn how to get your cash. Life goes on, it's so fast. Baby girl 7, Lil Snoop said, "Daddy, do you think we going to heaven?" So I told him like my granddaddy used to tell me, "We living in hell, so we better be." It's a trip how I drip when I drive, so hard to survive, I'm just trying to stay alive. I want to cry, but I can't, so I smoke and I drink, cause my motto is go hard in the paint. Think I ain't making no way for the future, G. Wasn't that good in the hood when I think of how it used to be. But I'ma change that and remain black. I'm planted and rooted and suited and booted, bang back. Snoop Dogg and the emotions. How about that? That's life. Yeah, that's life. Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, Auntie.
Hey, G-Lu, Queen Jean, Big Flossie, Hanksta, and the G-Lu Show listeners. It's Latonya Ward, a.k.a. Big Fuck Off, from Los Angeles, Jungles, California, reaching out to show love and to remind you all to follow me on Instagram. My personal page is Powerful as a Motherfucker, spelled P-O-W-E-R-F-U-L dot S-A-S underscore A underscore M-U-T-H-A-F-U-C-K-A. And my dessert business page is Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, spelled the correct way, F-I-L-T-H-Y-R-I-C-H-B-A-N-A-N-A-P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Thanks for the support.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I love and I love. Hey, now you are tuned into the number one rated blog talk radio show with the Dopest Squad exploding the airwaves. The amazing G. Lou, the man himself, Big Flossy Will, he's just bossy. Hank the gangster, he brings that gangster swag. And me, Queen Jean, who just sits on the throne and bring that energy. Live your truth and stay solid. Peace and love.
Understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real. But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for
the G. Lou Show is one of the hidden universities of America. And you should tune in and send your tax-free dollars into the G. Lou Show. Because you fuck around and get the grand prize of some ism and some real shit. But we real activated with this black thing. Don't get it twisted. We will switch vernaculars like a 458 Ferrari. Or the
I'm sick. Okay, thanks, Law. Okay, I have a dedication. I'm going to go way back because it reminds me of my sibling. And
that's
we used
right.
to always be in the backyard with my older cousins, and they would always say Oldie. That's why I love you, Oldie. Right on. So I appreciate you, King. And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might chime back in.
Okay.
It's all
okay.
good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Let's take a ride. Sloppy said. I told you not to smile at me like that. You know what that does to me. What's that? You say you'd like to hear it anyway. Well, stop what you're doing for a minute while I tell you just how you make me feel. Rays of love beam from your face. Your sweet kiss, it just thrills me, darling. I like to feel like this. And if ever I feel down and out, Lord, Lord, you know just what to do, yeah. I know what it means now. I have to say that I'm thankful for a sweet little girl like you. You work so hard and do all you can, all the little things that make me feel like a man. I realize in order for me to really be free, hey, baby, you got to be by my side. Cause when you smile at me, baby, rays of love seen from your face. Yeah, I like to feel like this. Stay with me, baby. Make everything alright. Makes everything seem to fall in place. What more could a man ask for? When you smile, when you smile, when you smile at me, girl, rays of love beam from your face. Your sweet kiss, it just fills me, darling. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? That's Leroy right there. Don't worry about nothing, because up next we got Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening. Yeah. Come on with the announcements, please.
Randy and the Tabulations, Take It or Leave It. It's a bad cut right there. Hey, hey, hey. If you guys are not following... Okay.
That was a straight accident. My bad, Queen. Go ahead.
I had to check my phone. I heard muted. Okay. I'm muted. It's all good. That's the fun of being a human being. Catch Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church every day, giving out free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. And that is on a first-come, first-served basis. And also, you can get a hot breakfast there now. And you can attend a Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. at the same location. This morning, Deacon Hank Norman led a song at church. And it was called, I Had to Clean Up What I Messed Up. And I tell you, that brother was singing. And to see him in that element at the church, it just warms my heart to see Deacon Norman up there doing his thing at the church house. So follow him on Facebook so you can see that video of him singing that song, I Had to Clean Up What I Messed Up. Pretty powerful song. And also Wednesdays at 12 noon, live on Facebook. Facebook is Bible study. So check out Deacon Hank Norman on Facebook. Send him a friend request. And also Tweed Cadillac After Six Crew. Show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lewis as co-host. That studio line is 347-855-8436. You got to press 1 to speak Or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93tweetfm, 7 o'clock p.m. West Coast and East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. A nonprofit organization called Project 43, located at 6841 Crenshaw Boulevard. The website is project43la.org. Check out that they're on IG under Project 43. Check them out. Check out their website. And do what you can to assist them as well. I've stumbled across them, and I was just amazed at everything that they are doing as a nonprofit organization. Also, founder Cynthia Nunn of Essendon Angels give away food every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. In the city accounting, you can follow her again, SN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. If you follow her on IG or Facebook, you will see the videos, give you an idea of just what comes in those huge boxes that she give away. It's definitely a blessing. And also Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations. His assignment is to help the homeless people out. He's out there every morning, early morning, 7 days a week. So if you can donate anything to help him out, follow him on Facebook or IG under Luther Jr. Keith. My Tribe Rise, always check them out on Instagram as well. They're always out and about doing something. They are serving the Altadena and Pasadena and neighboring cities. So check them out as well, mytriberise.org. Also follow Shado on Instagram for your sweets and sugarholic.ca on Instagram. Follow them as well for custom-made desserts. And also you heard Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, the banana pudding founder, Tanya Ward. Follow her on Instagram. She has the OG pudding, banana pudding, caramel, strawberry toffee, Oreo peach, and for delivery, I think she still delivers at 805-738-5943. That is the phone number you can contact. And, of course, FD Funnel Cakes, they do events, they do catering, 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton, California, Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays, and they are no longer taking phone orders. You can order online through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Postmates for pickup or delivery. And you can also get the funnel cake mixture at the Payless Food Store in Compton, El Segundo, in Avalon on aisle 7. Aisle 7, y'all, so you don't have to go looking down the aisles for it. That's the aisle you can find the funnel cake mixture at and follow on IG as well. Soul Travels, I see you, Elia, out there stepping up your game, going to your events. Seminars, which is, you know, it's always a wonderful thing to get more information when you have a business. So Soul Travels, Elia Delgado at intailtravel.com. Her business line is 808-769-2964. You can follow on IG as well, Soul_Travels_LLC. Poison Ink Tattoos, baddest tattoo artist that I've seen lately at 6693 Downey Avenue and Long Beach as well. As for Poison, well, you can follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance with a $50 deposit at 323-639-9747. In need of a car, a used car, good mileage, low price, the lot auto sales. 538 East PCH in Long Beach. 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. Hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m. Sunday by appointment only. Risqué Accessories for your custom-made T-shirts, bags, crystal jewelry, matching sets. Follow her on Instagram as well. Risqué Accessories. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show. We have all different contents over there. After Hours, Oldies Rule Forever on Sundays. Mondays, Let's Talk About It. Tuesday, Changing the Game. And Friday night, Conversations. And on Saturday's conversation in the Hookah Lounge, I missed it last night with G. Lou and Digital West. They were doing their thing. Marcy's Minute, BTP Media, The Hood Postman Locked the Door. Follow him as well. The Patio Politics, always dropping new context episodes, and they be pretty powerful. Urban Realness in House of Tattoos, Morning Glory House. Follow them on on YouTube channels. Writer for Life Bams. If you have any announcements, if you would like to become a sponsor of the show, you can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook or Nubian Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. And that will conclude my announcements for Sunday evening, y'all. Roll out.
Awesome. I have an announcement, Queen. Can you let the people know from Cousin Marcy? You're too close, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to show that you're fixing TVs now.
Oh, man. That's too damn funny.
I'm
Marcy,
funny. Hey, keep me your good thoughts. We're going to work it out. I'm going to work it out.
Brother's going to work it out.
Shout out to Cousin Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening. Yeah, yay. Sounds so beautiful. Well, hey, y'all. Don't forget about 28 minutes. Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute. Don't be late, y'all. Don't be late.
No. I ain't the one to gossip.
That part.
I don't talk about people I don't know. Just
wow.
a little bit, y'all.
Oh, so stay tuned.
A little bit. That's what makes it more than a minute, though.
Right.
Keep that same energy you always use. Don't switch it up. Keep on doing the way you do it.
That
the
part, that order.
Thank
you.
That's it, and that's all.
Right. Mm-hmm. You in a motel mood tonight, Queen. We have my guy, and okay, I see you.
Nothing you can say.
Can take me away. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
More to me than that night long ago, and there's something Sunday's G-Lou Show. Y'all stay tuned. Next Thursday night, 93.3 FM. But tonight it's all about the G-Lou OG Sundays. G-Lou Show. We out of here. God bless you. And good afternoon.
Down to it, in this moment, what is it all about, girl?
And when you get right down to it, don't you just feel this moment say everything?
Holding you, touching you,
girl, I need a whole lifetime to do all that I wanna do for you, with you, to you. When you get right down to it, does this moment wash away the bad?
You've got to buy your own.
Yes, sir. It is G-Lou from the world famous G-Lou Show. And I'm here to give it up for my folks over at Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. The website is FunDiggity.com. Where they have more flair than the fair, baby. Located 661 East 62nd Street, Los Angeles, California, 90001. The phone number is 562-235-2333. They are open Monday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m., where all forms of payments are accepted. We are kicking it over there at Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats. You know all the places that deliver the food. We there. We got you. Don't trip. We also have funnel cake mix available at several stores in Southern California. Or you can purchase online once again at FunDiggity.com. That is FunDiggity.com. FunDiggity.com. Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, the best funnel cakes in the world. Like I told you, more flair than the fair, baby. Tell them G-Lou sent you and get hooked up with a nice discount. Once again, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. East 62nd Street, Los Angeles, California. Get tapped in. 562-235-2333. Tell them G-Lou sent you. I'm out. Oh yeah, did I forget to tell you, we also have a 5-star rating on Yelp.
Yep.
We got a couple niggas on it too. We been on parole. We talking flow, stupid bucks. Hankster, gangster, we only talking about some shit. We really keeping it gangster. We got Queen Eugene on the funky team, and she done took us to another level. Know what I mean? And it's the G Lewis Show. He flow, this nigga on some other shit, this nigga out of control.
Hey, Queen Jean, with that being said.
Yeah.
Man, y'all already know, man. What's up, Queen Jean? What's up, Jean Lewis, man?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, so the gang, what it do,
sing a few bars from that song you sung today. Just a few bars.
I heard about you at church today, Hank.
Come on, man. Listen, it wasn't me. I need y'all to know that wasn't me. That was God. I don't know how to do no sing no gospel songs, man. Come on, man. So,
oh, man, you put a flair to that song. You made that song like believable, like, you know, this is what it is, this is what I had to do, and this is what I did. I love you, that element, though.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. It ain't nothing but God, man. He the one that had to clean me up, you know what I mean? And that's what he do. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't give nothing to me, man. I give it all to him, man.
And I did it, Queen Jean, thank you,
Queen Jean, because you know you my spiritual leader. I always lean on you, man. Just little cuz, we've been doing this shit a long time, man. And I just want to thank you, bro, because I didn't have a confidence that I got now. Don't get me wrong, it took time, but the radio show and all that other stuff gave me the confidence. I didn't know how to do this shit, man. Rick threw me on. Took me out to penitentiary and threw me on. He like, nigga, you got 5 minutes? I'm like, hell, I think I got it. You know what I mean? I think I got 5 minutes. He like, nigga, that shit funny. Do that. And so, cause that's what did me. And I was fresh out the pen. I didn't know how to do comedy because I hadn't taken no classes. I didn't do nothing. I just jumped straight on stage. And so I didn't have no confidence builder. And so your show gave me confidence and be on the mic and talk to people. And so I just want to thank you, bro, for that. And Queen Jean, you know you my spiritual leader, man. I love you, man. Cousin Marcy came in later on, but I just want to let her know, man, that I love her for supporting the show and doing what she's doing, man. So, G. Lou, cuz, you
thank you,
you
sir. Salutations. Miss you much.
For sure, man. For sure, man. And I don't forget where I come from, cuz. I don't never do that shit. And I just want to give G. Lou a lot of respect because you gave me the platform where I can build my confidence and be funny on the phone. You know what I mean? How the fuck a nigga funny on the phone? You know what I mean? That ain't even no... You know what I mean? So for you to do that, and then that let me know that if I could be funny on the phone, I know I could do this shit on a microphone. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right. So that's now you got your own show. Tell them now you got your own comedy show Friday, Thursday nights. Tell them about it, Hank.
Thursday nights. It's not my show, but I'm the host of the show. So
it's your show, bro.
Right. Yes, sir. Cousin, he got a Long Beach background, but he don't got my Long Beach background. And so when we walk into the show, it don't be that nigga's people. It'll be my folks be there when we come in that motherfucker. It'll be 7-8 people already there. From me, you know what I mean? So
right,
from I just want to thank everybody, man, that support me, who come out to the show, because they ain't got to come out to the show, especially on Thursday night, because we're trying to get Friday nights, but on Thursday night, I know everybody's tired. So we had an 8 o'clock start time. That was a little too late, so we turned it into a 7:30 start time on Thursday night. where you can come on out, man. You ain't even got to change your clothes, man. Just come on, get you something to eat, and we're going to party till about 9, send you home, and we get your ass about there by 9, 9:30, man. You're going back home. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a Friday night, and we're supposed to get 4 Thursday nights, which is, this is our third one, and he's supposed to look over it and see if it's building, and then if we can get it Friday, man, that would be beautiful. Everybody already got Friday night shows. You know what I mean? Every
right.
comedy place, every chicken spot, everybody got a Friday night show. So for you to bring a Friday night show, you got to let these motherfuckers know that you can bring a crowd. And so that's
right,
what we're
right.
trying to build up, a crowd to try to get on, man. So thank you, G-Lou.
Okay.
G-Lou.
Yes, sir.
The G-Lou Sunday night, man. Come on, man. The OG Sunday show, man. This is my platform. This is my home. This is like home base for me.
That's
so
right.
I just want to let y'all know that, man. I love y'all, man. Thank you, bro.
Where they doing it at? G-Hank, we love you, cuz. We miss you, bro.
Where it's done.
Where it's done. Where it's done.
Yeah.
And check this out,
sir.
Bro. Hold on right quick. Because, you know, let me do this right quick. Because next up, we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute. So hang tight for that. We're going to do that right after this right here. We'll be right back. Because, you know, God did it. And Jesus is real.
Yeah, sir. Jesus is real.
Yeah, man. My Jesus is real, man. I'm going to tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real. Since stupid to grass too. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now, I'm going to keep it real. Tell you just what he brought. Been shot 5 times and they thought they had got me too. Now I can take it back to my days on Figueroa. When I had them on the streets, man, I had them on the corner. Came up and bought a house and I moved out to Corona. From the package I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple loss, I done took a couple falls. They even hit the pen, me and mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk you through the fall. Now I can tell you more and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way I got to keep it real.
Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Attempted suicide, it didn't work. Then it had to be a reason, cause his grace gave me work. I done been on my deathbed, gunshots, couldn't see the devil coming, cause my mind's on rock. On my way to doing life, blew a bag and a murder. Seen the tears in my baby's eyes, she was hurt. So I got on my face and begging God for his favor. I heard the homies laughing, so I prayed with my neighbor. I done enough dirt in the streets, and I don't really wanna deal with the soul. Did I read Ricky Harris said it all one night at the church? Me and Hank both smiled, not knowing it were her. I told a homie on, but I never forget that man. Bless me in the church and the death comedy jam. Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
I was untouchable, I stayed fitted to get it. Yeah, like Heathcliff Huxtable, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I walked the edge of the razor in pursuit of my dough. I was ruthless, I kept it rocking to the right side. My son had to eat, so ain't a thing I won't try. Lifestyle I lived, it led to prison and back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you gon' quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burden, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. I started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord, and now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun, cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
Jesus is real.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call it.
What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like you were an angel already, man.
You were.
God is real.
did say God is real.
But I appreciate the G-Lu show, man. It's the real shit. The OGs are rolling, man. I mean, I appreciate the Kev Mac videos. I appreciate everybody who's playing a role, who's calling in, everybody from the Baby Gangsters, Majestic, the Santanas, and every other gang out there that's really trying to make a difference in their hood and trying to educate their youngsters, man. We got to figure out a way to turn this tide because they throwing the keys away. They throwing the keys away. They not looking at us a second chance. They not looking at us twice. They killing us when we get put us in the middle of the street. We getting killed out there in the middle of the street. So we got to figure out a better way. The only way we can figure out a better way, we got to start from within. We got to start where the poison began. The poison began is because we stopped educating. That's a poison. I appreciate the show, man. The G Luke show, man. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the partnerships. I just appreciate what we're doing tonight, man. Anytime y'all want to talk about anything particular, I mean, y'all got me.
Yeah.
I'm a part of y'all family now.
Yeah, there it is. OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies. And now we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute.
Yay. Thank you so much, Cuzzo Queen. Listeners, DJ Maniac, so glad Hanks and the Gangster is back. You heard it here first, y'all, on G-Lu Radio, 93 The Beat. Jesus definitely is real. I love that one. So I'm going to keep it really nice and light tonight because, you know, my regular entertainment, like I told y'all earlier, it wasn't cooperating. So let's go, y'all. In food news, Flaming Hot Cheetos may soon be banned from California schools. Get into this. Lawmakers have proposed a bill that will prohibit schools from serving snacks with harmful additives like the dyes found in Flaming Hot Cheetos and Takis. Flamin' Hot Cheetos continue to come under fire. According to CBS News, California lawmakers are pushing a bill that will prohibit state public schools from selling the popular snack and others like it, all because these foods contain dyes Red 40, AB 2316 would prohibit public schools from serving food that contains the dyes Blue 1, Blue 2, Green 3, Yellow 5, and Yellow 6, as well as titanium dioxide, a color agent commonly known used in cosmetics and paints. Why is this in a snack? Gabriel noted that the ingredients in question have already been outlawed in Europe as they've been linked to serious health concerns, including DNA damage, cancer, hyperactivity, and neurobehavioral issues from food served to students. Think about this. Have you ever seen a little kid eat a snack and their total disposition changes? California has a responsibility to protect our students from chemicals that harm children and that can interfere with their ability to learn. Gabriel said in a press release, as a lawmaker, a parent, and someone who struggled with ADHD, I find it unacceptable that we allow schools to serve foods with additives that are linked to cancer, hyperactivity, and neurobehavioral harms. So we'll see what happens within the next month. In the meantime, pay attention to what your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, any kids around you are eating because there are chemicals in these chips. And not only that, why are we trying to blow a hole in their intestines so young? Moving right along, a massive brawl breaks out near the Pike outlets in Long Beach. Two people were arrested after a massive brawl broke out outside the Pike outlets in Long Beach on Saturday. Shortly after 3 p.m., the Long Beach Police Department posted on social media that it was aware of a group gathering planned for its afternoon in the Pike and increased its presence in the area, prompting the shopping complex to close early. The brawl broke out roughly 3 hours later. Video posted by KTLA-TV shows two girls fist fighting surrounded by dozens of teenagers. The video shows police officers arresting the two girls involved in the fight. Social media posts indicated that the group had planned to meet up to organize a smash-and-grab theft event, according to the Long Beach Post. Around 6:30 p.m., officers responded to a nearby shooting around East 1st Street and the Promenade, where a 16-year-old male received a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening, and he was transported to a hospital. Of course, the motive for the shooting and whether it was related to the brawl is unclear, according to a spokesperson from the Long Beach Police Department. Stay safe out there, y'all. Alrighty, and in news that I kind of just couldn't click on, but it did make the headlines this week. Pardon me, everyone. High-speed chase ends with a woman driving straight into the ocean, swimming Boston Terriers rescued from the car. I couldn't click on it. I don't know anything else on that story, but the Boston Terriers were definitely rescued. Florida mother arrested and charged after allegedly trying to sell her one-year-old daughter for $500. I couldn't click on it. But the child is safe. Miami prosecutor resigns amid allegation he offered conjugal visits to jail informants in exchange for testimony. Couldn't click on it. Just couldn't do it. Say what? Six Massachusetts teens charged after allegedly organizing a mock slave auction on Snappy Chat. Couldn't do it, y'all. I couldn't do it. SZA shares why she removed her breast implants. Couldn't do it, y'all. And that will do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen G Lou, back to y'all.
Stay natural with those body parts, because you don't want to be explaining why things look so different.
I know.
For those flaming hot Cheetos. When I had my daycare and them parents would send those Cheetos over with those children, take those back home. We're not having those here. And everybody thought I was tripping because I said this cannot be healthy. Something this hot, how could it be good for a child's body? So I'm glad that they're finally doing something about that, because no, I wouldn't let them kids eat that. They would get mad if we take the things back home. You can't, not on my watch. He's like, well, what happened? They were eating my Cheetos.
Right. And they're addictive. Like, I know people, like, these kids, I watch them grow up, and they are
them
literally
kids love them.
Addicted.
They love those, what do you call them? They love those
Takis.
Those Takis, yeah.
They love those.
Gross. Like, I've tried to eat, like, one of them, and it doesn't, it's just like, again, why it has to be something in the chemicals, just like what they're saying now, like, it's a real thing. Why do you need dioxide, you know, in chips? I thought chips were cut up a potato, throw it in boiling hot, you know, oil.
Right?
That's the chip. Like, where in the fridge does yellow dye, red dye, blue dye, and anything that's going to change the structure of your number twos, people, pay close attention to that. The only thing that's supposed to change the consistency and the color and the frequency of that. No. See, my TV is broke. So I got to tell y'all something. The only thing.
Cousin Marcus, they had the red boo boo.
No, they had the blue purple. They had the blue purple poop because of these dyes.
No.
That, you know, they're in the Takis. The Takis are blue. They're red. You know, these different colors. So no, if it's not a vegetable, your spinach, your smoothies, guys, girls, no, it's not for you. It's not natural. Mm-mm. Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
Mark is trying to tell y'all something, man. She really is. Trust me. They didn't have none of that back in Jesus'
day. I didn't mean to get into the bowel movements, but look. We is all over 18 now. I could tell y'all about Diddy and all that other stuff, but sometimes we got to talk about our own health. Yes, it's not natural. Stay away from those things.
I can dig it.
You did right.
Implants, too. Stay away from the implants, too.
Stay away from the implants, too. Don't
stay away from those.
Don't put
stay away from those
that you might have to take out.
implants, brother. Stay away from them because you might bust something trying to bust something.
Uh-oh.
Stay away from them.
Lord!
Wow.
They're busting while they're busting. Lord!
Wow. Yeah.
You
know that.
All right, you want to take a ride? You want to take a ride, Keith? You want to take a ride?
I want to know how a nigga busting while he busting. How is he doing that?
It's an implant. Inflation.
Things happen.
It's an implant.
Things happen. Think of a balloon.
Whenever I thought about that shit hurt it, and it not that don't feel good, whatever that is. That's why
that
hurt.
That's just
like it
hurt.
Oh no, that ain't supposed to happen.
No, it's not. That's why I said pay attention, y'all. Pay attention, brothers.
Pay attention.
It looks good. Yeah. It all looks real good. You know, it looks nice.
Listen, check this out. G Lou, the 23rd, my wife's birthday is on the 23rd of March. Okay, that's next Saturday. But we celebrate her birthday on the 21st. At the show Thursday night, March 21st, Thursday night from 7 to 10. We're going to be right there at Mulaney's Bar and Grill down there on the marina. I think it's 128 North Marina Drive, something like that. But, yeah, man, we celebrate my wife's birthday, man. We got all the comedians. We got about 5 comedians, Caramel Gray, Melrose, Marty McFly, Lil Rob, Roy Anthony, myself. We're going to get down, man.
Show up
down,
Long
y'all.
Beach and show out.
That's dope.
Happy early birthday to your wife, man, Mrs. Norman, man.
Queen Norman out there killing the game. She's killing the game.
Come on, man. She knows she just got her hair
saying,
done.
She's killing the game. That hair.
You know, you know,
oh,
hair
natural.
You know I fucked it up the first time. Hey, she looked like the scarecrow when I was still with her at mother and ass.
She had a silky press. You messed up that silky press. You was putting some work in if you messed up that
The next day she went to work like nothing had happened. I was like, damn, baby, how you fix your hair like that?
That's right, Queen Norman.
She
got that good hair, though.
She got that good hair.
She got beautiful hair.
She got that good shit. Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to get up out of here, man. I'm drunk and I'm goddamn.
Oh, natural.
We love you,
too. I'm high and drunk. Yeah.
I'm sitting in front of the fish tank.
Oh, man, because I just turned the lights off. Hey, it's damn near 9 o'clock out here, man. Y'all take y'all ass to sleep, man. Go to sleep.
And don't eat no turkeys.
Much love
to the Normans. We love you.
Shout out to the G Lou Show, Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy, man. I love y'all.
Much love, big homie. You already know.
My wife said she was gonna get on, but I think she back there snoring. I don't want to take the phone and put it right there so y'all can hear her. So I'm not gonna do that. I don't like that.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. I'll send our love to her.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate y'all. Man. I love y'all.
Have a blessed night.
Those are Sundays, y'all. We'll be doing it, and it's done.
We're done.
Now, won't you tell me what's wrong with love? And maybe we can fix it. Won't you tell me what's wrong with love? It doesn't matter who is right or wrong. It doesn't matter who's to blame. Follow my side.
maybe we can fix it.
We can be all wrong.
Now won't you tell me what's wrong?
And maybe we can fix it, baby.
G Sundays, Fabulous Slope, Brighter Oldies, G Lou Queen, Gene, Cousin Marcy, Big Maniac in the building. Got a few minutes left, but I want to bring everyone in before, you know, I guess they are, say what we need to say.
Man, I tell you, that last song right there reminds me of my big sister. Took me back to childhood. Rest in peace to you, June. I miss you so much.
Rest
yeah,
in peace,
that's
June.
That song. It's me just now. Woo! So listen, y'all, I just want to say something about faith. When you find yourself in a difficult season, remember that in the absence of answers, sometimes the greatest faith grows. Put your faith in God. It changes everything. Because of your faith, it will happen. Matthew 9:29. All you need is faith of a mustard seed. Faith of a mustard seed. And just know when you have the Holy Spirit within you, that drives the devil crazy. So keep that Holy Spirit within you so the devil can stay away from you and stay prayed of. Have a wonderful week. Peace, love, and light. Ashe.
Shout out to Queen. That's her. Shout out to everyone. Thank you for everyone who joined us tonight for another episode of OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Brighter Oldie. Shout out to Big Hank who came in and blessed us with his presence. Shout out to DJ Maniac for tapping in. Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, you already know this is what we do. Love y'all. Thank you to the supporters, listeners, people who log on, listen on your phone, computer, whatever. Thank you for the love and support. We did it again. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And I'm out.
Keep that prayer and that faith going. You can't get weak. Cousin Marcy, what you got?
Oh, yeah. I can't know what I got to say after that. That is awesome. Queen, you got me with the faith again, as always. This reminds me of one of my favorite Church of Christ songs. Or you say, Holy Spirit, dwell in me, touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my strength. Be my living bread. Keep me sheltered. Keep me fed. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. And that's what I'm going to leave y'all with. Have fun. Thank y'all.
Amen. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
We out of here. DJ Maniac, thank you, brother. You got anything to leave us with?
Welcome. Oh, just much love and respect to all of y'all. Glad to be here. And that's about it.
There it is. Short and sweet. Maniac on the beat.
That's right.
DJ Maniac got something new coming soon. We working on. We cooking up right now. Be on the lookout for that coming soon. Thank you, everyone, again. We out. Check us out, Odie's Roof, every Sundays on YouTube if you're up late. And we'll catch you next time. Peace, love, and happiness.
Okay. Hey.
Don't need no talkies. Because of mercy.
Stay away from the plants.
Stay away.